escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
He plays corner for the Browns. Hard to believe he's going into year number 5 for the Cleveland Browns. Isn't that hard to believe?
Hard to believe.
It's Mr. Greg Newsome. Hello, Greg.
Where's time go?
How y'all doing?
What's
good
up,
to have you back with us.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Jeff Phelps here. Tom Withers over there. Good. And we appreciate, we said earlier when we heard you were joining us, you know, he's the go-to guy. And we're thankful for that.
Of course.
You're going into a critical season for the team, critical season for you. How do you approach it right now?
Yeah, right now it's just to get better each and every day. Last year I wasn't able to participate in training camp. So I was behind the eight ball a little bit going into the season. So right now it's just get out there, be a leader, bring the energy, and just continue to get better each day.
How you feeling, G? How are you physically?
I feel amazing. I came in heavier this year, around 195 pounds. So I've been training my butt off down there in Arizona, and I feel great right now.
Hey, so this morning we heard that Jordan Hicks is retiring, and you know, just being around him a little bit last year, I was really impressed with the way he carried himself, kind of a pro's pro. What kind of a blow is that to the defense to lose a guy of that caliber?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. When you lose the guy first after last season and Rodney McLeod, who was a huge veteran leader for us, and then, you know, you lose Jordan Hicks, who was another great leader for us, it's definitely a blow. But, we got a lot of young linebackers that's ready to take that next step, so I'm super excited for them too.
Greg, 2 years ago, Jim Schwartz, defense, terrific. You guys did some great things. Last year wasn't the same level. Wasn't bad, but wasn't the same level. How do you get it back to that level you had, 2 years ago?
Yeah, our focus right now is just to come out here, build camaraderie. Like we said, we kind of try to say, obviously, like, let's get to that level, but let's do more than that level. So our goal right now is not to get back to 2023, but to get better than 2023. So that's our goal right now.
Greg, you were mentioning you came in a little heavier. What was what's the reason behind that? Just kind of wear and tear on the body?
Yeah, just trying to be able to hold up for an entire season. I know if I'm out there with the guys, bringing the energy, bringing my leadership out there, I think we'll do a great job. So my goal right now is just to, the best of ability is availability. So I think coming in a little bit heavier, being able to take a little bit more of those hits, give out a little bit more of those hits, I think it'll serve me well.
You know, I think that's a great idea for you. Congratulations. You have the build that a lot of guys would absolutely love, yeah. The long and lanky build. But that's a tough way to play football, Greg. Do you think it's something that has hindered you in the past? Or do you think it's just at this time in your life and this time in your career, it was time to put on a little weight?
Yeah, especially, moving in and playing a lot more nickel reps. Obviously, I'm going to be in that run fit seldomly and a little bit more than normal just because I'm around more the middle of the field. So I know I'm going to be able to get around the ball a lot more. So I think now it's time to just put on a little bit more weight. I still was able to keep my speed up, but just being able to deliver and become a better tackler.
So what's the thought on the entire group back there? Greg, you guys got obviously in Denzel, one of the best in the business, and some good depth. But what's the feeling for the entire secondary going into the season?
Yes, compete. Just compete against each other. Compete every single day. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got 6, 7, 8 guys that we believe that can, as soon as they get on the field, they can make an impact for us. So we're all just trying to compete with each other, trying to get each other better, and that's our goal.
Greg, your game personally, what do you want to see you improve on?
Yeah, for me, it's tackling. I think the coverage aspect of the game, that's obviously my strong suit, you know, man-to-man coverage. And being able to be sticky on receivers. But I think to take that next step for me is just to become a better tackler. And I think that's a thing of just practicing every day, stepping on guys' toes, and be willing to deliver hits. So that's the part of my game I'm trying to grow.
Greg, the biggest storyline at Browns camp is quarterbacks. And I know cornerbacks do a lot of studying of quarterbacks. So I'm just curious, you know, as these four guys are competing for the starting job, just your general thoughts on what you've seen out of them.
Yeah, I think all four are doing an amazing job. You know, starting off with Joe, obviously the veteran out there. he does a great job. He still has a humongous arm. So he's been doing a great job being a great leader on that side of the ball. And then Kenny, former first-round pick, like that guy has played a lot of football, a lot of meaningful football. So he's been doing a great job. He's more agile, is able to get out of the pocket a little bit more, so he's been doing amazing. Then the two rooks, Shador, a guy that's always going to make the right play, and it's been super great to watch him play. Obviously not going too much against the ones, but just watching film against our young guys, I think he's been doing a great job. And Dylan, I think he's been able to show off his arm talent as well. I think, you know, people don't give him credit enough for his arm talent ability, and I think he's had – made some great throws these last 2 days, so I'm excited for all four.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg, I want to ask you about Kenny Pickett. You spent time preparing to stop him.
Yeah.
And when he was with Pittsburgh, you know, he actually had a winning record in an offense that wasn't very good. What have you seen from him in an orange helmet as opposed to the helmet that didn't figure out that you needed a logo on each side?
Yeah, for him, I just feel like he's always been one of my favorite guys to compete against.
Huh.
He's a guy that reminds me of that tenacity, you know, that Baker had, like just out there trying to go at you. He's going to talk some trash with you. And just an ultimate competitor. He does whatever, you know, the offense needs for him to win. And I think, obviously, like you said, in Pittsburgh, it wasn't a pass heavy, it was a more run, so that's what he had to do, and I think he did a great job at doing that. So whatever he needs to do, I feel like he'll be able to do it at a high level.
Greg, how's his mobility affect the defense?
Oh, it's a nightmare. Whenever we play against a guy that can pass, that can throw, it adds a lot on our plate. You know, we have to be able to keep him contained. He can obviously make a lot of the throws. He's a guy that can make you miss in the open field. So it definitely takes a huge hit on us as a defense.
Greg, you mentioned Flacco, the veteran's veteran, being back with the team, and I think we all can agree that month-long run we had with Joe here a couple years ago is about as good as it gets. What kind of vibes does he bring to the team, and just can you just speak to his veteran presence and how important that is to have on a team that's kind of, you know, rebuilding again, if you will?
Yeah, I think with Flack, man, I think he just brings that calmness. You know, whenever he's in the building, whenever he's around the team, he just brings that calmness. We know he has achieved, you know, what everyone wants to achieve. So he's a guy that we're definitely looking for advice. He's out there just coaching everybody up and is doing an amazing job. So I'm super excited that he's back in the building.
Greg Newsome joining us, Browns Corner. Your option was picked up. You're good to go. I'd love to have you here long term. Would you like to be here long term?
Let's get it done.
Nah, for sure. You know, I've always said that, you know, since the day I was drafted. I always wanted to be one of those guys that, you know, stayed put for a long time in their career. And obviously 5 years is a huge blessing. But obviously I would love to be here long term, continue to build. I love the city of Cleveland. I know a lot of them love me, and I'm just trying to make some plays out there on the field, and, you know, hopefully we can get that done one time soon. But, you know, at the end of the day, my focus right now is just to do whatever I can to help the team win.
Greg, curious, you know, you got to focus on the here and now, and yours is a name that's been brought up in trade rumors over the years. Is that entirely impossible to block out? I mean, again, given today's age with social media and all the things that are always buzzing around?
Yeah, for sure. I haven't been on social media this entire offseason.
Good for you.
Very wise man, Greg Newsome.
None of it. But I mean, obviously, you know, things like that, family members say things like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like at this point in my career, I know my value to a franchise, especially to this team. I'm just out there leading the guys, bringing the energy. So I feel really, really good here. And I know they feel good about me. So that's all that matters.
Lining up with Denzel. Lining up with MJ, I would think you guys set a goal as a unit. Let's be one of the best in the league. Do you think you can be? Do you think you are?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you know, the tape doesn't lie. Film doesn't lie. Last year, you know, specifically for me, wasn't my best season. I know Ward, I mean, he's the best in the game, so he had an amazing season. But getting back to that unit, it's time for me to step my game up again and get us back to, you know, what we were.
Hey, Greg, let's talk flag football for a second. I think it was last week or the week before the Ohio High School Athletic Association became, I think, the 16th state to sanction girls flag football as a varsity sport. I know you've been an ambassador for the last couple of years or so with that. How excited are you to see the kind of the growth of that game and, you know, something that we're going to obviously see in the Olympics in a couple of years?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited, you know, for those women to get an opportunity to play a game, you know, that I love so much. I played 7-on-7, which is pretty much the same thing as flag football my entire life, and it has brought me so much joy. So I'm super excited for them to get an opportunity to play at a high level and for them to get an opportunity to play football.
All right, so tackling is one thing. Grabbing that flag.
It's harder.
It is, isn't it, yeah. Greg? That's the one thing about flag football that I always thought. It's like, you know, it might be easier just to, like, wrap them up and throw them to the ground.
Nah, yeah, I think it's definitely harder to grab a flag football. I mean, with you know, tackling – as long as you clip one piece of the body, the toenail or something, they can possibly fall down. If you miss the flag, it's over with. So I definitely think it's definitely harder.
Well, they won't be putting Jamar Chase in a flag, so you won't have to worry about that. Hey, we wish you nothing but the best of luck this season. We want you here long term. We hope that happens. Have a great year and enjoy being heavier.
Appreciate that.
Join the club.
Nice talking to you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
You as well.
Greg Newsome, Browns cornerback, joining us on the Fan Hotline. And Greg is always a terrific guy to talk with.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.